day. And let's start by just taking the roll so we know who is here. Ms. Niedernhofer.
Liebling.
Here.
Schultz.
Present.
Gomez.
Gomez present.
Pinto.
Pinto present.
Schumacher. Schumacher. Benson. Abler. Abler. Utke.
Present.
Coran. I see Senator Abler is here.
Hello. Thanks.
Coran.
I see he's trying to connect his audio. Maybe he's having a little technical difficulty.
Hoffman.
Hoffman present.
A quorum is present.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Niedernhofer. And hopefully Representative Schumacher will be joining. I know the timing has been a little bit fluid, and thanks everybody for your patience on this as we've tried to get in a position to wrap up today and close up our conference report. And so we've been doing a lot of work offline, and of course then some of us had other committees and other floor responsibilities and so on. So thanks for everybody's patience here. So today it is our intention to kind of continue what we were doing yesterday. We have, I do just want to kind of explain to everybody what we're doing here to members of the public. So as you know, we don't have budget targets yet. We're not really able to resolve most of the larger issues that are before us. But what we are trying to do is close up a conference report that has in it same and similar items and items that are really not controversial and that we could resolve very quickly. That in no way would say to anyone that their item will not be ultimately passed. So I just want to be really clear. I know there's some angst among some people who have important items. I've been getting emails, we all have, about various items that we're not including. And I just think the fact that we're able to do this, assuming we are, because we haven't finished yet, I don't want to count our chickens here, but you know, getting something like this done, even though we don't have targets, I think is a big accomplishment. And whatever's in it is in it. We all recognize that there are plenty of items that probably ought to be also passed and worked on and finished and so on that are not going to be here. So just with that preface, I want to go forward here, and we do have a lot of work that we've done offline. And then, all right. So it is our intention to close up this conference committee today because staff need time to draft the conference report. And so my understanding is that there will be some kind of virtual signing procedure. And we will, of course, make sure that the public knows when the report is posted. So that will all happen. And so Senator Benson is, since I have the gavel today, will be kind of doing the reverse of what we did yesterday. And I think it worked pretty well. And Senator Benson or other members, I just want to say other conference committee members, if you don't know what we're doing, if you have a question or a concern about anything that is being moved, you know, if you're not sure where we are, anything, just please stop us. Okay. It's not our intention to try to, you know, pull wool past anybody's heads here. So, okay. So starting then with House Article 1.
Madam Chair, if I could, I'm going to be asked to move over to Finance for a vote. And so then I would ask to hand off. I see Senator Coran and Senator Utke are readily available, but I would designate Senator Coran if I have to flip over to Finance to make a Senate motion.
Okay.
I'm monitoring and I'll be told, but I'll be here until they call me, okay?
Okay, Senator, if you prefer that to having us just pause, if it's going to be brief, we will certainly do that.
It should be one vote, so maybe we can pause.
But all right, just let us, absolutely let us know. So starting with House Article 1, which is the DHS healthcare article. So the language that we're gonna move here is House Sections 9, 41, 46, and 60, and Senate Sections 12, 37, 41, and 49. This would be on R6 of the side-by-side in House Article 1. And this relates to the HCMC directed payment proposal, which is a bill that Senator Benson and I are the authors of. So let's see, my sheets here says move the House, but we've got, oh, I see. Okay, so we're moving the House sections here. So Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will move House Article 1, House Sections 9, 41, 46, and 60.
All right. And then there is also, okay, I think we can adopt those then. I'm looking for staff because I know we also have an A120-1 amendment. So should we, I think we're going to adopt these sections first and then adopt the amendment. Is that correct, Mr. John?
Madam Chair, yes, that would be the proper procedure.
All right, so all in favor of Senator Benson's motion, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion prevails. And now we have the A120-1 amendment.
Madam Chair, I'll move the A20-1.
Okay, Senator Benson moves the A120-1 amendment. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay, and now we've got House, we're still in Article 1, House Sections 42, Senate Section 38. This is on R54 of the side-by-side. These are also provisions of the HCMC directed payment arrangement. There are various differences due to the House getting the most recent technical updates. So we would be looking to move the House as amended by the A120-1 amendment, except substituting the Senate effective date. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I will move House Article 1, Section 42, as amended by the A20-1, except to substitute the Senate effective date.
Okay, and Senator, you and I both keep saying the A20-1, but I think it's the A120-1.
A120-1.
So, okay, all Thank clear you. On that. All right, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay, we're moving on here now to House Article 3, Senate Article 2, the Health Department sections. And the first item would be House Sections 3, 7, 8, 9, Senate Sections 3, 5, 6, 7. These are on R2 and R7 to R19 of the side-by-side. And these are identical sections eliminating the health data intermediary state certification. So staff recommends moving the House language. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move House Article 3, Sections 3, 7, 8, and 9.
All right. Questions? I'm seeing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion prevails, the sections are adopted. Next is House Sections 29 to 33, Senate Sections 11 to 15. This is on R39 to R47 of the side-by-side. Modifications to licensure fees for radioactive material and source and special nuclear material. So these are, this is the language corresponding to some fees that are in the spreadsheet, and staff recommends the House language here. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move House Article 3, Sections 29 through 33.
All right, questions? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion prevails and those sections are adopted. Senate Sections 23 and 37, this is on R55 and R129. This is Senate only, and these are sections that modify the marriage license applications and data collected that identify the race of an applicant, and we are removing that requirement to collect the race of applicants applying for marriage licenses. So, Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Article 2, Sections 23 and 37.
All right, questions? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion prevails. All right, next is House Sections, and again, we're still in Article 3, House Sections 59 and 98. And these are on R75 and R123 of the side-by-side. These relate to assisted living facilities with dementia care requirements for outdoor space, and there is a statutory citation correction. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move House Article 3, Sections 59 and 98.
All right, questions? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Those sections are adopted. Moving to House Section 60, Senate Section 29. This is on R79 of the side-by-side. These are amendments, or this is language relating to home visiting for pregnant women and families with young children. And we have an amendment here, the A133 amendment. Staff is recommending the Senate language plus the A133 amendment. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I believe we should adopt the A133 amendment first. I'm looking for someone from staff to correct me. So the A133 should be available, and I would move the A133.
Okay, that's fine, Senator. I'm looking at it. It amends the Senate language. So all in favor of the A133 amendment, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. And now we would be moving the Senate Section 29 as amended. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Article 2, Section 29 as amended by the A133.
All right. Any concerns, questions? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, moving along. House Sections, we're still in Article 3. House Sections, and let me just say this relates to the Office of Medical Cannabis. So we're into Office of Medical Cannabis. And again, we have an amendment, the A71. And I don't know if perhaps we should be adopting the A71 first. Let me just find that here. All right, well, let's adopt the A71. I think that would probably be the way to go here. So, Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move the A71.
All right, Senator Benson moves the A71 amendment. Are there any questions? Maybe we should actually ask staff to walk through and just discuss this, because just to let folks know what we're doing with the A71. Is any staff, Ms. Cavanaugh, is this something you could walk us through briefly?
Madam Chair, I can. So the A71 adds a new section that would include an option for products, the opioid, or not opioid, the cannabinoid products require certain information on their label, and this would give them the option, instead of putting all that information on the label, they could put a scannable bar code or a QR code on their label that would link to the manufacturer's website that would then provide that information. And then there are a number of effective dates that are going, that the sections that you're going to adopt, they add an effective date of day following final enactment for a number of sections. And then the final on the page 2 to 3 is adding another section as well. And this simply allows the Commissioner of Health to be able to, as well as add or modify a qualifying medical condition, the commissioner would also be able to remove a qualifying medical condition.
All right, thank you, Ms. Cavanaugh. Okay, Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I will move the A71.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry, you already did move it, actually. That's no wonder you gave me that look. That's fine. All right, any questions for members? Seeing none, all in favor of the adoption of the A71 amendment, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails, the amendment is adopted. And now we have House sections 74 to 76, 78, 80 to 82, and 84 to 89. And this is on page R105 to 117 of the side-by-side. And Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I will move House Article 3, sections 74 through 76, 78, 80 through 82, and 84 through 89.
As amended.
Yes,
thank you. Okay. Any discussion to this piece? And I just, in our discussion here, I just want to thank Senator Curran and Representative Gomez for their work on this piece. Any questions, comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion prevails. Okay. Next, Senate Section 32 on R118 of the side-by-side. This is a Senate-only provision. It adds an exemption to Chapter 157 to allow fellowship meals prepared by faith-based organizations to be picked up and delivered to members of the faith-based organization and the community. And we have an A53 amendment, which reflects some technical assistance from the Department of Health. And so I think what we would need to do is adopt that amendment first. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I'll move the A53.
All right, Senator Benson moves the A53 amendment. Do we need discussion or explanation of that amendment? If members have it, it's the language is pretty straightforward, I think.
And Madam Chair, I think this is actually just allowing something that probably happens in our communities anyway. So they won't get in trouble for delivering meals to shut-ins who would otherwise show up at church festivals.
Right. And Senator, and we took this is Senate language. And, I think probably during the pandemic, there's a lot more of this and a lot more need for it as well. So we're happy to be able to get this worked out. So, all right.
I'd like to thank the department too for making sure that this is actually going to operationalize. So I renew my motion on the A53.
All right, all in favor of the A53, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion prevails. And then we have Senate Section 32 on R118 as amended by the A53.
And Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Article 2, Section 32 as amended.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. All right, House sections, still in Article 3, House sections 94 to 97, corresponding with Senate sections, Article 2, sections 33 to 36. This is on R122 to 123 of the side-by-side, and it modifies licensure fees for asbestos-related work. Staff has suggested we move House Sections 94, 95, and 97, and Senate Section 35. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I will move House Article 3, Sections 94, 95, and 97, and Senate Article 2, Section 35.
All right, questions to that? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion prevails. Next is the A66 amendment, and this is amending something that we actually adopted yesterday. So this is amending Article 2, Senate Article 2, Section 8, which we adopted yesterday. It relates to a date by which manufacturers must start reporting to MDH drug pricing increases. This goes back to the drug pricing transparency law that we passed last session. And I need a little help from staff here because I'm not sure if we need to reconsider what we did yesterday in order to amend it. So can staff help me on that? Ms. Cavanaugh?
Yeah, Madam Chair, it really doesn't amend the section that we adopted. It would be adding a new section to that. Different subdivisions in that section. So I think we're good to go.
All right. Thank you for that clarification. Okay. So then we've got the A66. And
Madam Chair, I move the A66.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Benson moves the A66 amendment. Is there any discussion to the amendment? And this does just have some date, as I'm looking at it, has some date changes in it. All right. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion prevails. Okay. Now we are up to House Article 21, Section. Oh, wait, that can't be. Is it? Wait. Oh, yes. Okay. I think. This is our, is this the forecast article?
This would be the forecast article.
Okay, I just sort of, I thought we were still in, Article 3, but no. Okay, so it is Article 21, yes.
This isn't the forecast article.
It isn't, okay.
No.
Mr. Monahan, please tell us what it is.
What we're doing here is picking up some language that currently exists in the appropriations article. And you're going to be adopting that language and then instructing staff to move it to this article. I think Ms. Clarkvist might be better at explaining exactly what those sections do. So I might defer to her on that point.
Okay. You know what? Usually we move something before we discuss it. So let's go ahead and at least move it, and then we'll ask for more explanation. So this is House Article 21, Section 10, and Senate Article 21, Section 12. So we're on the side-by-side R41 to 46 and R49 to 50. And so the staff has given us the suggestion to move House Article 21 and Section 10 and Senate Article 21, Section 12, and then instruct the staff on the relocation. So Ms. Clarkvist, if you could give us just a little explanation.
Madam Chair and members, Elizabeth Clarkvist with House Research. These two sections, Article 21, Section 10 modifies fiscal year 2021 appropriations to the Health Department, and it does two things. One of them is it reduces a general fund appropriation related to prescription drug price transparency. It also reduces some SGSR appropriations related to the SGSR fund solvency initiative. And then Senate Article 21, Section 12 cancels an annual transfer from SGSR to the general fund.
Okay, all right. And Senator, sorry, we didn't actually move that. That would be your, if you, Senator Benson.
I will move the language as described. Move House Article 21, Section 10, and Senate Article 21, Section 12, and instruct the staff to relocate the sections from Article 21 and place them in Article 3.
All right, thank you. Any questions to that? All right, seeing none, all in favor of that motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay, we are on to House Article 11 and Senate Article 12, which is the Child Protection Policy article. And the first piece here would be Senate Article 12, Section 6 to 7, which is on R67 to 68. And it relates to some child support parent education program modifications. Senator Benson.
And Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Article 12, Section 6 and 7.
All right. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay. Now we have the A72 amendment, which adds clarifying language to sections 20 and 25 on R94 and R98 of the side-by-side. So let me just locate that one.
And Madam Chair, if I could request staff explain a little bit of what's happening here, because we hadn't talked a lot about the child protection provisions at this level. And so it looks like it's moving effective dates, but it's adopting an interest provision, so staff could help.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator. Which staff would be available? Oh, Ms. Sunderman.
Madam Chair, members, so this amendment amends two sections that that deal with ceasing collection of interest on child support arrears. And what the amendment does, it clarifies. So the effective date is already August 1, 2022 for both of these sections, but it just clarifies when the arrears will stop being collected and specifies that it applies to past, current, or future arrears for child support interest. So that is all it does. It was it's a clarifying provision.
Okay, Senator?
Madam Chair, I move the A72 amendment.
All right, any other discussion to the A72? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion prevails, the amendment is adopted. And so the next piece here is Senate Article 12, Sections 8 and Sections 20 to 25. This is Senate only. It's on pages R68, and R93 to 97. And so these sections relate to removing interest charging requirements for child support judgments and specifies that interest does not accrue on the judgments. And this was amended by the A72 that we just adopted. And, you know, I wonder if we shouldn't pause right here, Senator, to get a bit more sort of the global explanation just for the benefit of the public about what we're doing here, because this is kind of a big thing. And I know that Representative Pinto, I didn't prep him or ask him if he would be prepared to do this, but he probably among us, I'm not sure on the Senate side if we have someone here who worked on this. And I know this isn't really Senator or Representative Pinto's either, but I know he's worked with some of the authors of it. This has moved through the process in both the House and the Senate. It was the two bills were very closely aligned, but it ended up in the bill only on the Senate side. But I wonder if Representative Pinto, do you want to just 2 minutes, 1 minute about what we're doing here?
Yes, I'm glad to, Madam Chair. Thank you. And I should note that, yeah, I'm certainly not not the expert at all, but I have been looking just in the past bit to make sure to kind of track things. So many of these provisions are contained in Senate File 1519, which Senator Kiffmeyer is the author of, as well as House File 980, Chair Becker Finn, the Judiciary Committee Chair on the House side. I should note that the Republican lead, Representative Scott, is the second author of that bill. That bill on the House side passed through the Judiciary Committee that Chair Liebling serves on, and through the Human Services Finance Committee, chaired by Chair Schultz, and is currently sitting in Ways and Means. On the Senate side, the same provisions ended up in this bill that the HHS omnibus bill that we're considering in this conference committee. So essentially what's happening here is simply that we're taking provisions that have been moving in both bodies and matching them up from that House File 980. Is that the sort of thing you're looking for, Madam Chair?
Yeah, and I just wanted, was looking to just for the benefit of the public to say, this is the work of a task force that's been really looking at child support and how to make our child support tables work better for the state's children who are impacted by them. And so that I think you had a bit of contact with the folks who did that work. This is the process, yeah. I think the product of an enormous amount of work that's been done to try to make an improvement in our child support laws. Is that fair to say?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It certainly is. Yeah, quite a broad array of stakeholders, and in a sense, even the reference to the different legislators who've worked on it is a bit of a sign of that. That it's really a number of folks coming together, and we appreciate the Senate having moved it, and now we'll be matching things up. So, thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, great. So the next, any questions or comments? Other comments on that? Okay. All right. So Senate Article 12, Sections 8 and 20 to 25, as amended by the A72. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Article 12, Sections 8 and 20 through 25, as amended by the A72.
All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Next piece of this is Senate Article 12, Sections 9 to 18, which is on R72 to R90 of the side-by-side. And this is modifications to child support guidelines, deductions and calculations, increased income adjustments, child care expense requirements, reporting arrears to consumer reporting agencies. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Article 12, Sections 9 through 18.
All right. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Senate Article 12, Section 19 on R91 of the side-by-side. And this is a piece that's related, but not part of that, I don't think, proposal that came from the administration. It's a procedure to transfer child support custody and parenting time actions to tribal courts. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Article 12, Section 19.
All right, questions? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay, we are up to House Article 14, Senate Article 14, which is Disability Services and Continuing Care. The first item here would be House Section 41, on R100 to, this doesn't make a lot of sense what's on my sheet, but starting on R100, I'm sure. Governor's Council on Age-Friendly Minnesota. This is a House-only provision. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move House Article 14, Section 41.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Next is Senate Section 78 on R111. And this is revise or instruction requiring recodification of the DWRS rate statutes and the long-term consultation services and long-term care options counseling statutes. It's a Senate-only provision. And the staff recommends that we move Senate Section 78, paragraphs A and B. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Article 14, Senate Section 78, paragraph A and paragraph B.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay, we are moving right along here, House Article 10, Senate Article 10, this is the forecast adjustment. And we've got House Sections 1 to 3 and Senate Sections 1 to 3, which are on R1 to 3. They are identical, and the staff recommends moving the House sections. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I move House Article 20, Sections 1 through 3.
All right. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. And now we have an amendment that is for a... let's see, this is the A73 amendment. Which I don't think I actually have here.
Madam Chair.
Senator Benson.
And maybe staff has it handy and can post it if you don't. Or make screen share it if you don't have it.
Yes.
In Article 22, the section is titled Effective Date. All sections in this act are effective July 1st, 2021, unless another effective date is specified.
Okay. And staff, could we have the, I don't know if you can post the.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, that's pretty straightforward. Okay, and I assume that this is our nonpartisan staff recommendation, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, thank you, Mr. McQuillan. I think you can take that down. And so any questions to that? I guess I have a question to it. Could the nonpartisan staff just explain why we need to do that?
Mr. Monahan.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Monahan.
So since this bill is being moved forward without any appropriations in it, there's a statute that says any bill that does not have an appropriation in it, the default effective date is August 1st. Unless otherwise specified. So if this bill moves forward as it is, everyone's assumption that when they put a section in there without an effective date, it would be effective July 1st because it was in an appropriations bill would no longer be true. They would all become August 1st. So by adding this language, we're sort of maintaining the status quo and the assumption everybody had been operating under that the default effective date for all these provisions is July 1st. But of course, this doesn't override all the special effective dates that are scattered throughout the bill.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Monahan. And, you know, as everybody, as the members of this conference committee know, what we're doing here is kind of a special thing. And I'm really, really glad that we're able to do it. And I think that's a very good catch. So thank you for bringing that. So Senator Benson, did we move that?
Madam Chair, I will move the A73.
All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay. And then I understand, Representative Schultz, you had another item that you wanted to bring to our attention.
Thank you, Chair Liebling. I would like to make a motion to adopt House Article 14, Section 3. This is on R10 and R11 of the side-by-side comparisons. And what this language is, it's language that defines a long-term care facility, and it's for the Office of Ombudspersons for Long-Term Care.
Okay, and so this didn't get quite in time to be on the sheet that we just ran through. And of course, our deal is that we're not adopting anything that's challenging for anybody, but I think this was just skipped previously. Senator Benson, have you had a chance?
I would just like to verify that the motion is House Article 14, Section 3,
right? House Article Correct. 14, Section 3.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, then the Senator, looks like Senator Abler's hands up.
Yeah, Senator Abler.
Thanks, Madam Chair, and I'm sorry, I'm just in between places, so I can only go audio. It's probably fine, but can there just be a little better description of what this is? That would help me if it's,
right.
Yeah.
Representative,
I don't know,
Schulter,
did we have that in the Senate?
Could we ask a nonpartisan staff? I don't know which staff would be, would this be Ms. Punelli, maybe?
Yes, Madam Chair. This section is amending a definition that's under the statute that governs the Ombudsman for Long-Term Care. And it is amending the definition of long-term care facility. And I think it is to conform to the new assisted living licensure statutes that are going to be effective on August 1st.
Okay, and Ms. Punelli, was this in the Senate also, or is this a House-only provision?
This is a House-only provision.
Okay. Mr. Monahan, did you want to-
Madam Chair, go ahead.
One more bit of context, if I might.
Please.
What it's permitting is it's extending the authority of the ombudsman to advocate on behalf of people who live in these licensed facilities. So it's not changing the definition of a long-term care facility, really. What it's doing is applying the new, it's counting as falling within the jurisdiction of the ombudsman assisted living facilities, people who live in assisted living facilities.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Monahan.
Well,
that
Senator
helps.
Abler?
I appreciate that. It seems fine. So thanks.
All right. So Representative Schultz is moving inclusion of House Article 14, Section 3. Any other discussion? All right. Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion prevails. Okay, well, we have reached the end of the things that we had discussed to be included in this conference report today. And we do, as I mentioned at the beginning, we do have to close it up today in order to let the staff be able to produce the conference report. Senator Abler. Senator Abler, your hand is up. I don't know if you wanted to speak again or you just forgot to put it down. Okay, well, okay. All right, anyway, so I think that what I would do now is ask for a motion, Senator Benson, if you'd like to make the motion to direct staff to draft the conference report with the language that has been adopted and instruct nonpartisan staff to make technical corrections as necessary.
I make that motion, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you. And so members, this would be a roll call vote. At least that's what the House has been instructed to do so that we're all on record as we pass bills, in this case, passing a large bill, a conference report. So I would ask Ms. Niedernhofer to take the roll on the motion.
Representative Liebling.
Aye.
Representative Schultz.
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Gomez.
Gomez, aye.
Gomez, aye. Representative Pinto.
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher.
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Senator Benson.
Benson, aye.
Benson, aye. Senator Abler. Senator Abler. Senator Utke. Senator Utke. Senator Curran.
Curran, aye.
Curran, aye. Senator Hoffman. Senator Hoffman.
Senator Benson?
Madam Chair, we're in the middle of calling a roll. I'm trying to get a hold of my members who may have thought we were just going to voice vote. So I'm trying.
Okay. Do you want to, should we recess for a few moments and give everyone a chance to get back? It's kind of awkward to do that in the middle of a roll call. But Madam we are Chair, in a new world with virtual world here.
I know it's going to pass. I just want to give my members a moment to get back. Right, and Madam Chair.
Senator Benson, there's Senator Abler.
Senator
Abler. Yes. Senator Abler, we're voting on the conference report. Are you an aye on the conference report?
Well, there's no health boards in there, Madam Chair. How can I vote for that? Yes, I'm an aye on the report, Madam Chair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Abler, aye. The House has 5 aye votes and 0 nay votes, and the Senate has 3 aye votes.
Well, there's Senator Utke.
Aye. I'll vote aye.
Utke, aye.
And are we missing Senator Curran?
Senator Hoffman.
Oh, Senator Hoffman. Okay. There's
Senator Madam Curran. Chair, he went off to the Hmong Memorial thing. So I don't know if he'll be back or not.
Okay. Senator Benson.
Madam Chair, I would ask the clerk to close the roll.
All right. Thank you.
The House having 5 ayes and the Senate having 4 ayes.
All right. Thank you very much. So there being more than 3 votes on each side, the conference report is passed. For the motion prevails, the conference report is passed. Thank you so much. Senator Abler.
Well, thanks. And I just, I'm sure we're going to be leaving pretty soon here, but I wanted to just take a second and remark again on the amazingness of our staff. And I'm not going to list anybody's names because the level of content and detail that we slog through even to do the same and similars is amazing. Their memories are, as I said before, better than mine. I just wanted to publicly thank them and commend them. So having experienced the benefits of both sides of the aisle and having some of the same people from before, we're truly blessed, Madam Chair. So I'll leave it at that. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Abler. I know we are. Senator Benson, did you want to make any closing comment?
Madam Chair, I too want to thank the staff, and I'll name names. Jonathan Osterlin, Bailey Strand, Larissa Fisher, Tom Brennan, Brittany Johnson, and Jonathan Cotter, as well as our nonpartisan, Mr. Albrecht, Ms. Kavanaugh, Mr. Hostwald, and Mr. Monahan. We all look like we know what we're doing because they keep sending us things to just read out loud. And they give such clear guidance when we don't know what we're doing. The public sees 1/10 of the information that they have to prepare and share. And so grateful to all of them.
Thank you, Senator. And I would, you know, really add similar words. And Senator Abler, I think, really said it very well. The level of detail and the level of attention and work that it takes to even get us to this point where this should be kind of the low-hanging fruit, honestly, because these are the same and similar or the non-controversial items, and yet it's taken an amazing amount of work and coordination, especially in this virtual environment. So, you know, I also want to especially thank our nonpartisan staff. I know this is just a heavy, heavy lift for them, and it isn't done. And so Randy Chun, Elizabeth Clarkfist, Sarah Sunderman, Danielle Punelli, and Doug Berg have just done tremendous work. And then the revisor staff as well. Our revisor staff work very much behind the scenes. And Sandy Serrani, Betty Dirks, Cherie Spears, just fantastic folks. And then, of course, our partisan staff who have been just tremendous, all of them. Patrick McQuillan, who's running these Zooms, which is no light thing right there. Krista Niedernhofer, Chris McCall, who really pitched in. Yinya Vang, Joe Durheim, Polly Cirkvenik, Molly Peterson, Jeremiah Wingstedt, who's the House Republican researcher, works very, very hard too. Everyone has been just tremendous. And I do want to just thank all of the members. And, you know, we do have our differences. I think if people watch this conference committee, they would realize that we are able to do a lot across party lines. And there are going to be disagreements. We've got a lot of hard work ahead of us, but being able to get this really big conference report off of our plates now, and obviously we don't have targets yet. That's, you know, the work of the over our head leadership at this point. And yet we've been able to do a tremendous amount of the people's work here. And I'm just very grateful to all of you for your partnership and your hard work and your really the trust we have with each other to be able to do this and get it done. I really appreciate it, especially Senator Benson. I really value your partnership in all of this. Representative Pinto. And we can't hear you.
It wouldn't be a conference committee if it wasn't, you're on mute.
Indeed, and pretty almost every hearing, in fact. My apologies, Madam Chair, for sort of stepping in this moment, but I did want to make sure to thank Annie Mock, who is another member of the House Research Staff. She staffs the early childhood issues, of which yes, there have been somewhat fewer in this particular report. But I guess I'll note, as long as I have the floor on her behalf, that she is tracking both this committee and has also been in the Education Committee at the same time. And so is another member of the team, along with the other folks that you mentioned. And grateful to her and everybody else that you mentioned. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Representative Pinto. And, you know, with that, I just should say that there are probably many, many, many other staff and other members who are pitching in various ways. And thank you for bringing that to my attention. And Apologies to anyone who we didn't list by name. This is a tremendous team effort. We would never be able to do this volume of work without the assistance of lots and lots and lots of people. So thank you, everybody. And so this will be our last conference meeting until we're in special session when it won't actually be a conference committee, I guess. And but we'll be meeting together again. And it's been a pleasure. And thank you all. And with that, we are adjourned.